At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Oh! Huh? You saw what happened.
You got a height, didn't you, Strick?
I had to ask him, is it clicky for Stricky or is it pop pop? He told me it was a pop. And it did.
And I would give that like a 9.5 maybe. I think only the true tens are like the champagne. Those really make the noise.
You landed that one. You know how the diver, you know, goes up and the one that flops and all the water goes splashing?
Yeah,
you
it didn't. Doesn't splash when you get
that's
that,
what I'm
right?
saying. Yeah. He landed it. You went straight in with the toes pointed and everything.
Kevin, you ever
no
see,
splash.
Kevin, have you ever seen somebody open up a champagne bottle and shoot themselves
in the face?
I've seen videos.
Yeah,
There was one, I believe it was Christmas Eve, and we had had too much wine, stayed up too late, decided to open one more bottle. And I decided to let it fly, and it ricocheted off the ceiling and hit my wife in the eye. That was not my proudest moment.
I don't mean to laugh.
No, it was funny at the time. I think
for
it actually hurt. Well, not so much for her, but in full disclosure, we had no business opening up another bottle. It was like 2 a.m. at that point. I felt it the next day, that's for sure.
Were you feeling it more than your wife was feeling her eye?
I don't know. It was pretty close. All I know is that we went to the in-laws for Christmas Day, and they're like, oh, we're having Bloody Marys, and I just...
More importantly, whose idea was it to open the wine? Because
it was mine.
So then you got blamed for it. See, if you wouldn't have opened the wine, then you wouldn't have got...
True.
She wouldn't have got shot in the face.
Well, true. But it was my dumb idea because I'm, pretty full of the dumb ideas. But
there it is.
You know.
Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle, welcome in. What we got first?
Let's do the Bernstein Beer Vienna Lager from Cross State Strain Brewing out of our friends up in good old Papillion, Nebraska. I'm fully embracing the fall beer mode. It's still August, I know, but football season's a week away. And so, you know how I always say we want to will it into existence. I'm ready. I'm ready for the cooler temps. I'm ready for the fall weather. I'm ready for football and everything that entails. So we did an Oktoberfest last week, thought it was delicious, and decided to keep the train rolling.
The cross train?
Cross train rolling. Yeah, that's right.
I like that.
Choo-choo.
Chugga-chugga. Boiler it. No, just kidding. I love the color.
How much does a six-pack go for this? This is pretty good.
These come in four packs. I want to say they're about... $10.99 a four pack, $11, $12, right around in there. 16-ounce cans, traditional German style fest beer, just really good stuff. And to be honest, I don't think I've ever had a beer from them that I didn't like. They just really seem to hit them out of the park every time.
For me, it's good when you have
it's nice. Yeah, it's good.
When I drink it.
This would go great with a bratwurst.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You eat bratwurst, Strick?
I eat a brat.
Do you have sauerkraut on yours?
I don't put sauerkraut.
Yeah, you don't. Then you ain't for real. You just.
I will put it on there, but I don't.
If you don't do it,
I like to put onions.
You ever had a Chicago dog?
With all of the with like Yeah, don't they put the not coleslaw, but the
they put cucumbers and stuff on the Chicago.
The relish and the pickle.
I know you had a Chicago.
Oh yeah.
In the house.
You ain't had them North Carolina joints where they put the coleslaw on.
Yes, I have. They mighty tasty. And it might be mighty tasty with this drink right here. Mm. From Cross Strand Brewing in Papillion.
When were you first introduced to Cross Strand?
Probably when they first started canning and releasing their beers to retail outlets. I imagine it was probably close to 10 years ago now. Mm. And... you know, their Fairy Nectar is kind of an OG Nebraska IPA, and for the longest time, that was my beer of choice, was IPAs. And now I seem to gravitating more toward the lager, something a little cleaner, a little lighter, less hoppy, just something that you don't have to think too much about.
Kevin, how long does it take? So just say me and Strick decided that we're going to make the Stricky and Jay lager. How long from idea to market does it take? If we started it, like we're like, hey, we're gonna start a brewing company or whatever.
We got a back room over there.
Yeah. So. Now, do you already have all your equipment and all that stuff? You're ready to go. You got your recipes. Right, you got your ingredients. You got your equipment. Yeah. You're ready to brew.
Yeah, we got on Google, got a recipe, and we just added one little thing. So now it's our recipe.
Cool.
How long from start to finish?
So this is a lager, and so they're cold fermented. They take longer, 6 to 8 weeks to fully ferment out a lager. Ales are warm fermented. And so they can kick those out in a week. And so your ales, your IPAs, your beers of that nature don't take nearly as long. And so you would think they would be less expensive because they take less tank time, but it kind of goes the other way. Those lagers are more time consuming. They occupy, the space for a longer period. The other thing is that if in a traditional German beer, they have what's called the German purity law. And there's only four things you can put in beer. It's grains, hops, yeast, and water, and that's it. And so when you simplify it down to its basic, most common denominators like that, and it takes 6 to 8 weeks to ferment out, there's nothing there to cover up your mistakes. So you got to have your stuff dialed up. And but when it's done right and done well, it's among the best there is.
There it is.
So then what differentiates these German beers under their laws? Is it where the grain is grown? Does it take on a different flavor? Does the equipment, how old or new it is, give it different flavors? How do you differentiate?
I don't think that they say where the grain has to be grown. They just said it has to be grain. So, you can use wheat. They do that. They call it a Hefeweizen, or that's the unfiltered wheat, or just a Weizen is the wheat beer.
Like bison?
Yeah, except it's W-E-I, and they pronounce it like a V,
Like so, like Volkswagen.
Like Volkswagen, yeah.
Volkswagen. Volkswagen.
And then they do lagers, and then when they roast the malt and make a darker beer, they call it a Dunkel, which just
a
means...
Dunkel.
Yeah. And but it still has to follow that German purity law.
I need to go there.
You going to Germany?
I think I want to go to Germany.
Go to Germany. Go,
I really do want to go.
Go to Munich during Oktoberfest. I've heard it's just a blast.
Is it?
Mm. Oh, just an absolute blast. And it starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 2 a.m.
during that time, though. I want to go when it's nice.
It's fall. It's, Oktoberfest. So late September, early October.
Düsseldorf. Get on the Autobahn.
Munich
is... Get on the Autobahn.
I've been over there before.
57 degrees in October.
57?
Yeah.
Just like it is here.
A little nippy for Stricky,
something like that. Yeah, you want to?
I think he wants a sippy for Stricky.
Sippy for Stricky. Yeah. So
we got here.
I've got Jay on my left. I've got Stricky on my right.
Hey, that's Ruby Red. That's Ruby Red. Stricky,
kick her on down.
Come on.
Don't be stingy on it. Right?
Take one down. Pass
whole,
it around.
You got the whole bottle.
Man, you unbelievable. I thought Jay, he was on my team.
Stricky always gets alligator arms when it comes to passing the red wine.
Wait a minute. We got Ducky in here?
Ducky for Chucky? He's making his glass vibrate while he's just aerating.
He don't know how to do this, though.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, he's just using the countertop to cheat a little bit.
Jay don't know how to see the legs.
I'm looking at him right now. There's four of them, but I only need
four-legged wine.
This wine looks awesome. Onoro Vera.
Correctamundo.
Estrigla knows it's Spanish.
Estrigla.
This is a
Tempranillo.
Tempranillo. So it's a Spanish red wine.
Yo.
And
they go tempa, tempari, tempan.
Tempranillo.
They don't say with a T.
Well,
Spanish
it depends.
Say ta.
It depends on what.
Hontoro.
But that is a T. Just to let you know, oh, no, that is that. A T, though.
It just depends on what part. Because, you know, like the golfer, like Jose Maria Olazabal, where they lift everything. That's Catalonian. It, you know, other parts, they don't do that. So.
Well, what part is this from, the north of the
south? This is Rioja. And the flagship grape of Rioja is Tempranillo. Mm-hmm. Comes from the Spanish word temprano, which means early. Because it ripens early. That's right. Yeah. And
Stricky
the thing
knows something, man. Also, yeah. Stricky, you know.
You're a worldly guy, man. You always impress me with the, you know, it doesn't matter what I've said or where I've been. You've been there and, you know, seen the fall foliage change.
So. I don't know about that. I only have one phone and I haven't traveled much, but, you know, Jay's been all around the world. And yeah. I'm just trying to be like him.
The thing I love about Spanish
wines. Which one did you take the golf trip to Thailand again?
Cap, I don't know what you're talking about. Jay has been to the Far East. Tell the truth.
Where's that? What's that?
You've been to China and Taiwan.
No, I have not.
That's Cap. Anyway, let's keep going. What were you saying? Temprano. Tempranillo.
Tempranillo. So overall, to me.
Austin tried to shake me again, my boy.
The Spanish wines offer some of the best values in the wine marketplace in the world. You can about throw a dart at any Spanish wine, and chances are you're going to like it, and it's going to punch above its weight class, I think. These are under $15 every day, $13.99.
Hey, that's a Strix pick.
That is a Strix pick.
Listen, my boy, I'm coming next week.
All right.
I need those like we always do. Stricky goes up to Myers Corking Bottle.
You're going to be there next week?
Yeah, early in the week.
Okay, just making sure.
I won't be there, but you can phone the shop and they'll pull them for you.
Strix pick on Noro Vera.
Yeah.
Hey, you need this. And you need this in your registrar.
The thing repertoire? That I like about these repertoire. Spanish wines is they have a little bit of a smoky paprika spice on the back end. And that really relates well to anything off the grill. Jay knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And then also it goes really well with Spanish and Mexican style food too, because they use a lot of cumin and paprika and whatnot. So it's got a little bit of that heat to it.
Tacos, nachos.
Yeah, tacos, nachos, enchiladas, you know. Something like this goes perfect.
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
Yeah. Have you ever had the one with the corn where they take it off the corn? Help me. Sauterhaven, Texas.
Talking tamales?
They take it off the corn. And then they put some hot sauce.
Elote?
Elote.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I do
that
at home.
Is that your favorite Mexican dish?
One of them.
We had to go around the table. Favorite Mexican dish?
I like fajitas. I'm simple.
I like fajitas, too.
I'm a fajita guy, but I think
I like burritos.
I like enchiladas.
I like
with the red sauce.
A good fat burrito.
What about you, Austin?
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
Oh, okay. Quesadilla.
The white man's
big,
taco.
Big burrito guy.
Big burrito guy. All
right. Mother if you must.
All right. Very good.
That does go.
How much does a bottle of that go for, Kevin?
These are $13.99 every day.
Strix pick all day.
Both of them. Oh, yeah. Those are great value.
I need about three of those.
We're
dang.
Like I said, we're willing it into existence. Something like this would go really, really well with
oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Jay, are you a Blackstone guy?
A good T-bone.
So
from where?
The Mercado.
The Mercado.
It go really well with that too.
Yeah.
But if you got a Blackstone, chop up some onions, some peppers, some jalapenos, chicken, beef. And you just stir fry all that together. Get your tortillas nice and flashed.
Yeah,
and you put
there,
a little
right?
burn on there. Yeah. And some cheese and wrap all that up. And a wine like this would be tip top.
Big grill guy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name? Love it.
Hey, before we get out of here, too, we have our bet.
We have a bet.
We're having a conversation last week, right?
Right.
40, 510 for Thomas Fedoni.
Right. 40 catches, 500 yards, 10 tutties was my prediction. And if it's anything short of that, I feel like he'd be underutilized.
Jay looking at him like he's crazy.
Jay might be thinking I'm crazy. Okay. Austin thinks he's more of an upper-level role player. I think he's a difference maker in a matchup problem.
So we
put
have a bet. 2 6-packs and 2 stakes on it.
Right.
And we were asked to arbitrate if he doesn't play in all 12 games with a 9. He has to play in 9 games.
9-game minimum. If he plays any less than 9 games, then all bets are off.
It's true.
Yep.
If he plays at least 9, but, you know, 9, 10, or 11, not all 12 games, do we get to count the per-game stats or the total stats? We arbitrated on air on the happy hour.
Yes.
Judges Sainert and Alvarez Clary decided that hit the totals.
Doesn't matter. As long as he plays 9 games, the total
hit 500 and 40 catches.
But it's only 2 out of the 3 categories.
I'll give you 2 out of the 3.
Right. So he doesn't have to hit all 3. It's 2 out of the 3.
Correct.
I can see that. The touchdowns might be hard just because they got a lot of depth in receiver and probably will be able to run the ball more like conventional run game. But I can see him getting, if he's healthy, 40 catches. And, I mean, it's just 10 yards a catch. I mean, a little bit over 10 yards. I mean, right. I can see that.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I'd like to see him get...
It's about 3 catches per game and about 12 yards per
game. I think
he's still Cottonell.
I think you're wrong. I think he's an absolute specimen.
I'd like to see...
So I can sit in here and say, excellent.
I would like to see 3 legit targets a game and then half a dozen, like, you know, you're in trouble.
Turn.
You're scrambling. He finds a hole underneath. Type of a thing. So, you know, 5-6 targets a game, 3-4 catches a game, 1 tutty a game, 50 yards a game. If you do the math, it comes out.
I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from.
All right.
He ain't Brock Bowers. Stop it.
We're not asking to be Brock Bowers. You know, that guy was getting, you know, 10, 12 targets a game and putting up 120, 150 yards a game and 2 tutties. We're just asking to be half Brock Bowers. So he'd just be Brock.
No, man. Did you go out to the Peru? You do travel a lot. Did you go into the cave?
You think I've
have a ayahuasca
like on a ayahuasca? No, man. I just think the guy is due.
I really do hope so, Uncle Kevy. I really hope so. But what I saw last year, I was just like, I was off.
Well, the whole offense was off, and so, you know, there was just no organization to it, and we couldn't protect the quarterback, and it was just so. Hopefully, we have personnel in place that we can run our offense the way it's supposed to be run. We can get the ball out of Raiola's hands quickly. We can play proper down and distance, and we can execute a proper running game, which would then free up a play action, and so. If it works the way it's supposed to, it should be cake. Now, it hasn't worked in 15 years or more. And so, you know, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid by any stretch, but it's what I would like to see.
You're drinking your favorite wine from Myers, Cork, and Bottle.
That's right.
That's who you are. Kevin Meyer, Myers, Cork, and Bottle. Terms officially laid out. We have drank well. As always, Uncle Kev, appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Old School DP&J next.
You're listening to Old School with DP&J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.